أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this lecture, I would like to talk about the cooperation in helping the others in the social seerah of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. It is also a very important subject that at first it is necessary that we should know it, and we should know the importance of this subject, and then I'll bring and I'll give some details from the examples of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, about this matter. Let me refer to the first subject, I mean the importance of the cooperation in helping the others in the social seerah of the Holy Prophet. It is very clear and obvious that as we live in one society, so we need to help each other and we need to cooperate each other. And if we look to the system of the world, then of course, while there are many parts, but these different parts, they help each other and they cooperate each other. Till the system continues, it is live. So the same is the case with this matter, that in the society, as we see, there are different people, and these different people, they need to cooperate each other till they make a society, and they could be able to continue their life in this society in a very good manner. That is why it is very important. And if we look to the Holy Quran, then again we will find it that Holy Quran refer to this matter. And there is a verse in the Holy Quran, in chapter, in the Surah of Ma'idah, the verse number is 2. Almighty Allah ordered and command the people that, O people, you should help each other, you should cooperate each other in good things. And Almighty Allah says, it is a very famous verse in the Holy Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. تعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان. It is a command. It is an order from Almighty Allah, who addresses the people and says, and help one another in goodness, in piety, in virtue, I mean taqwa. But do not help one another in sin. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And do not help one another in aggression. It is forbidden that you should help each other while the others want to commit sins. In this manner, we should not help them. But when the matter is the matter of goodness, and when the people, they are in piety, so in this case, we should help them. تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And there is a famous hadith also. It came and it is narrated from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who says, Al-Khalqu Iyalullah. These people, this creation that we see in this world, they are the household of the Almighty Allah. فَأَحَبُّ الْخَلْقِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَنْ نَفَى عَيَالَ اللَّهِ. Who is the best among these people? Our Prophet says, The best among these people is those who help and who cooperate the household of the Almighty Allah. وَأَدْخَلَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتٍ سُرُورًا. And the best among you is those who gives and who brings and creates happiness in a house. I mean that they help someone and they become happy. They give some loan and they become happy. They can solve the problem of someone and they can be happy. And they can become happy. Or maybe they guide them in a right path, so then they become happy. It is a kind of cooperation which is very important. Another hadith, it is again from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, that once different people, the companions of the Holy Prophet and also the followers of the Holy Prophet, they sit in a gathering. Among these companions, one of them arose and asked from the Holy Prophet a question and said, O Prophet, tell me, who is the best person among the people? So إلى رسول الله من أحب الناس إلى الله. Who is the best person? Who is the beloved person near Almighty Allah among the people? The Holy Prophet said, قال أنفع الناس للناس. Those who can give benefits to the others, those who can help the others, they are the best people near the Almighty Allah. من أنفع الناس للناس, those who can reach their benefits to the others, they are the best people. And again, there is a saying from the Holy Prophet who says, خير الناس من انتفع به الناس. The best people are those that the other people can get benefit from them. So these people are the best people. Again, there is another hadith from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who says that helping the others, cooperating to the others, it is the best work and the best action. Our Prophet says, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. The best action, the best practice, the best work near Almighty Allah is this, مَنْ أَطْعَمَ مِنْ جُوعٍ. Those who feed the hungry people. It is a kind of helping the others. It is the best action and the best practice. أَوْ دَفَعَ عَنْهُمْ مَغْرَمًا. Or a person who is paying the debt of someone. So again, he can be the best person. And this action can be the best action near Almighty Allah. أَوْ كَشَفَ عَنْهُ كُرْبًا. Or a person who can help the others and who can remove the sadness of someone. So these are the best action near Almighty Allah. Now as we understood that this is a very important thing, cooperation and helping the others, it is very important in Holy Quran and also in the Hadith. So let us give you some examples from the life of the Prophet about this matter. There are many examples and many stories from the life of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. I would like to give you some of them. There is a story from Jabir. Jabir, he was one of the holy warrior of the Prophet, peace be upon him. He said that we went to war and then we came back. while it was night. We were coming back to our homes. Our Prophet also was with us. By the way, Jabir says that, by the way, my camel became very tired and it could not move further and it could not walk further. That's why it slept. So I became astonished and surprised. What should I do? I became amazed. Who can help me? Then once I saw that the Holy Prophet came and he helped me. And it was the seerah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that whenever he was walking with some people, he used to walk after them, especially if they were army. Our Prophet, he used to walk behind and after the army. Why? The reason was this, that he was looking here and there. If someone became tired and need the help, he should help him. So that's why Jabir says that our Prophet helped me and we walked together. By the way, he asked from my life, from my house, and from different things he asked me. So it means that our Prophet, it was the seerah of the Prophet that he used to help the other people. The second story from the life of the Holy Prophet is this, that Prophet, once he asked from a person that he did not see him for many days, he asked, where is that person? Someone said that he became very sick and ill and he is sleeping in his house. Then our Prophet with some others, they went to visit this sick person and entered his house. When the Prophet, peace be upon him, saw this person that he is seriously sick and ill and his body is shaking, then our Prophet said, did you curse yourself? This person, this sick person answered, yes, I cursed myself and I prayed the Almighty Allah that if it is supposed that I become punished in the hereafter, then I would like and I pray for that I should be punished in this world till I should not be punished in the hereafter. That's why I became like this and I became sick. Our Prophet said in address to this person, why have you prayed this kind? And why didn't you pray that Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar? O my Lord, Rabbana, our Lord, grant us good in this world. And also, he is able and he can grant to us the goodness in the hereafter and save us from the fire. And then our Prophet said that you should pray like this till goodness came to you in this world and also in the hereafter. And then that person prayed like this, that Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana, O my Lord, O our Lord, grant me good in this world and also grant me good in the hereafter and save me from the fire. Then this person became well and he with Prophet together went to the mosque. So it is also a kind of helping that our Prophet guided this man, that how should you pray near the Almighty Allah till you should possess the goodness in this world and also the goodness in the hereafter. The third story is this, that one day our Prophet with some of the others, they went in a journey. By the way, they become hungry. And these people, they wanted to slaughter a sheep, and they slaughtered a sheep for their food. One of them they slaughtered, and the other they wanted to cook it, and the other wanted to prepare the food. So our Prophet said that I would like to collect some firewood till this sheep should be cooked. So it is a kind of helping. While the others, they said, his companions and his friends said that, no, no, oh Prophet, we will collect the firewood ourselves. No need of you. Our Prophet said that I know it, but I don't like to sit here till the others should work and I only should look it. I would like to share and I would like to work myself. And our Prophet said that Almighty Allah dislike those persons that they do not work and only the others work and he sit one place and just he eat. It's not a good habit. The fourth story is this, that it is also very famous in the life of the Holy Prophet, that when our Prophet, he came to the palace and he with his camel, and then the camel slept there, and our Prophet ordered the people that let's make a mosque here, let's build a mosque here. Then everyone went to the mountain and here and there in order to find some materials to make a mosque here. Our Prophet also went to the mountain and he took a heavy stone in order to bring for making and building the mosque. A person by the name of Asid, he came and said, O Prophet, I can allow me and let me to take this stone and I can carry this stone. Our Prophet said, you can take another stone and you can carry another stone. I can do it myself. So it is also a kind of helping in the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him. These was some stories. And let's tell you another story also, that one day our Prophet with his companions, they were going to somewhere, and the companions of the Prophet saw a person, he was very smart and very strong, and then they wished, if this person could serve his ability and his capacity to the way of Almighty Allah and to the war, to the holy war, it was very good and very better. When our Prophet heard this thing, said to these companions that maybe if this person came out for preparing some food for their house, then it means that he is working in the way of Almighty Allah. If this person came to save his honor by working, then again this person, it means that he is working in the way of Almighty Allah. Working in the way of Almighty Allah, it does not belong only that he should serve and he should fight in the way of Almighty Allah. No, if he works in order to keep, to save his honor, his respect, so it is a working in the way of Almighty Allah. From these stories, we can understand this, that we should cooperate in the society with each other, and we should help each other. And it is not a good habit that we should sit in the other's work for us. And it, as I told you and gave you some examples, through the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that our Prophet, he was a great man and had a great position near the people and near the Almighty Allah. But he used to work and help the others and cooperate the others. So we, if we say that we are the followers of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, then it was the life of the Prophet. We should learn these things at first, and then we should put these things in practice, and we should work and help the others. In our society, we see different kind of people. We see poor people, that they do not have enough food to eat and feed their children, while we have enough food. So why we should not help those poor people? As it is a saying in Holy Quran, Almighty Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. The believers, the Muslims, they are like brothers to each other. If we suppose that the other people, they are like us and they are our brothers, so if they need some things, we should help them. Our neighbors, if they need to be helped, so we should help them. God willing, inshallah, we will think about these golden saying of the Holy Prophet. And it is necessary that we should learn it at first. And then when we learned and when we understood, we should put them in practice in according to these golden sayings. And according to this practical life of the Holy Prophet, we should act, because Almighty Allah says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Our Prophet, he's a good example for us. If he is a good example and if we accept it, then we should learn it at first. How was his life? And then according to that life, we should put them in practice and we should do according to the golden saying of the Holy Prophet. Thank you very much as you followed this program. And inshallah, we will continue this program. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.